just some of the hits you'll hear this hour. Plus, you'll find out a lot of fun stuff. Bob Seger makes a hit out of a motorcycle trip. And George Harrison hears the song in 1963 and takes it to number one in 1988. You'll hear all the details, plus a lot of great hits after you enter
the Time Tunnel.
Welcome aboard. The 80s Time Tunnel Boys are back in town, and you'll take the Time Tunnel train to Bob Seger, Duran Duran, George Harrison, Paul Simon, Steve Forbert, Brian Adams, Brenda Russell, Stevie Nicks, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. First, let's kick it off with the number one hit from 1989, Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
I love it.
Billy Joel from 1989, a number one hit, We Didn't Start the Fire. And welcome to the 80s Time Tunnel, everybody. I'm Rick.
I'm Mark.
It's good to have you here, Mark. Glad to see
you. Always a pleasure to be here.
That song was written by Billy Joel. It contains references to cultural, political, scientific, sporting events between 1949, the year Billy Joel was born, and 1989, the year the song was written. It's got 118 references in there, and he rhymes them. That's amazing.
It's a fabulous song. I love it. Love that song.
It was nominated for Record of the Year with the Grammys, and it was his third song to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Hold on tight. We are in the overdrive.
The 80s Time Tunnel.
Duran Duran from 1983, their number three hit, Hungry Like the Wolf, on the 80s Time Tunnel. Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf.
I've got a number one hit from 1988, the number four overall song for the year 1988. Comes from the album Cloud Nine, George Harrison's final studio album release of his lifetime. George Harrison, Got My Mind Set on You.
I got my mind set on you.
Rick, George Harrison first heard the original recording of Got My Mind Set on You in 1963 during a visit to his sister in the States that would be 5 months before the Beatles first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Coming up next on the 80s Time Tunnel, Paul Simon, Steve Forbert, and Brian Adams.
Another 80s classic.
Written by Paul Simon from his Graceland album, winner of a Grammy for Album of the Year. This comes from 1986, number three hit, You Can Call Me Al. Peaking at number 23 in 1986, that's Paul Simon and You Can Call Me Al.
Excellent piano featured here, being played by Bobby Ogden, a one-time pianist for Elvis Presley, a one-hit wonder from the album Jackrabbit Slim, Steve Forbert from 1980, Romeo's Tune.
Turn up the volume. The volume.
The 80s Time Tunnel.
Brian Adams, The Summer of 69.
I got my first real six string.
A number five hit from 1985, Brian Adams' The Summer of 69, co-written by Adams, who provides both lead vocals and harmony vocals on the song. Coming up next on the 80s Time Tunnel, Brenda Russell, Stevie Nicks, and Joan Jett.
Your favorites, The Time Tunnel.
Singer-songwriter Brenda Russell kept a book of potential song titles in case the right song came along to write lyrics to. Russell believed that in every title there is a song. When presented with this music, she reached into her book, found the title Piano in the Dark, wrote lyrics, and a hit was born. Male vocals from Joe Esposito. Brenda Russell's number six 1988 hit, Piano in the Dark.
When I find myself watching the time, the 80s Time Tunnel.
1982.
Stevie Nicks with her number 11 hit, Edge of 17, on the 80s Time Tunnel.
Just like the wide winged dove.
Number 11 from 1982, Stevie Nicks, The Edge of 17. The way she comes up with the name Edge of 17, she had a friend with a southern accent who used to say that they met at the age of 17, but with that accent, Stevie says it sounded like she said the edge of 17.
The 80s time tunnel.
Put us in and rip the knob off.
A number one hit from 1982, the number three overall song for that year from the 1982 album I Love Rock and Roll, the title track from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Enter the 80s time tunnel with Rick and Mark. Don't wait. Send back the agreement now or call Syndication Networks, 800-743-1988. The 80s Time Tunnel delivers the music and memories of the greatest decade in music, exclusively from Syndication Networks.
Syndication Networks.